It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll hear about challenges facing emergency service responders in rural Wisconsin. First, there are a record number of whooping crane nests in Wisconsin this spring. Conservationists have counted 31 nests, and the hope is that they'll translate into healthy chicks and a boost to the growing population of whooping cranes in the state. Whooping cranes verged on extinction in the 1940s because of hunting and habitat loss. 14 years ago, with only one whooping crane migratory flock left in the wild, conservationists in Wisconsin began releasing young cranes. Here to talk about how the chicks are faring this spring is David Lopez, whooping crane coordinator at the Department of Natural Resources. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, why are we seeing a record number of nests this spring?
Well, it's probably several factors. We actually are up to 37 nests now since that press release went out that had the 31 number. What we're seeing is birds that are maturing on the landscape. This is our record year. We've never had more than 30 nests before. We've had a lot of issues with nest abandonment due to a parasitic fly called the black fly that are specific to birds and are very concentrated on the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge, where the vast majority of our birds are the breeding birds are located. In the past, we've had a lot of nest abandonment before they were even able to bring the eggs to term and hatch the chicks out. This year, we're conducting some experiments forcing a renesting to see how successful the birds can be renesting. But for reasons probably related to the weather, this year has been a really low year for black flies, and so we've virtually seen no nest abandonment this year. So that contributes to the greater number of nests. Relatively speaking, these are very long-lived birds, and they live 20, 25 years, and a lot of times they don't start breeding until they're over 5 years old and maybe even up to 10 years old. And so as our population ages, we expect to see more and more breeders in the landscape, both in our previous release location in Nisida and then our new release locations up in Horicon and White River Marsh State Wildlife Area.
Are those the three places that you can find these nests, just Nisida, Horicon, and forget the third?
White River Marsh State Wildlife Area. We don't have any nests this year in Horicon or White River Marsh. We did have a nest in the White River Marsh area last year. We've kind of suffered from a loss of a lot of our females in that area, so there hasn't been a lot of pairing up so far. But that's very early in the releases up there. They're just 3 or 4 years old, most of the birds, so pretty young to be breeding and pairing up. So currently, the only places we have nests primarily are in Nisida, and then we have some scattered nests of birds that have moved around on their own and nesting in a few other counties around central Wisconsin.
Overall, how is the whooping crane population looking in Wisconsin?
Well, we've kind of hit a plateau over the last few years. We've been hovering right around 100 birds. We've gotten virtually no natural recruitment. It's so exciting about this year to see how many chicks we have in the landscape. And hopefully,
what does natural recruitment mean?
Natural recruitment is just when birds are hatched and then reared to fledging. Fledging meaning they can fly on their own. And to date, we've only had 7 birds that have been able to have been raised in the wild and have fledged successfully. So once it's fledged, they are much safer than they are when they're chicks, when they can't fly. So that's kind of when they enter the population is once they fledge, and we count them as part of the sort of adult population. So our population is hovering right around 100 birds. We've been supplementing it with our continued releases of captive-reared birds, but kind of just holding steady right now. We share the resources of released birds with another release project down in Louisiana, and there's only so many birds that go around from the captive centers. So we're really trying to rely on ramping up our natural reproduction to start to boost our numbers.
We're talking right now to David Lopez, whooping crane coordinator at the Department of Natural Resources, talking about the record number of whooping crane nests in Wisconsin this spring. And David, the chicks have started to hatch. That must be an exciting time. What do we know about how the chicks so far are doing?
Well, we only have they're doing really well. The first 2 weeks of their life is the most perilous for them, for sure. The vast majority of chicks that die in years past and in other populations have died in that first 2 years after hatching. But we have several chicks that are approaching that magical sort of two-week window. And we only have confirmed with lot the very first chick that was hatched, unfortunately, disappeared. We usually don't know what causes the disappearance. They kind of just vanish. probably due to predation. But of the remaining chicks, we have anywhere from about 9 to 12 chicks, a couple of those may be twins where there's two birds from one nest. And they all, you know, we do flights at least twice a week and try to monitor the status of the birds. And, you know, at last report, they're not always the easiest things to see, so that's why the little bit of uncertainty with the numbers. But so far, so good, and, you know, keep our hopes up on that.
How do you do the flights?
We just have pilots, primarily DNR pilots, but we also have contractors and people that donate planes to us that International Crane Foundation uses to do flights.
You just use binoculars and look down at the nest?
Indeed, binoculars, fly low, do circles, take pictures. Depending on the pilot, they can take a lot of pictures while they're doing it, and then go back to the office and try to identify chicks in the photographs. So basically, it's just going above a nest location. All the birds at one time or another had functioning radio transmitters, and if those transmitters are still functioning, they can pinpoint the location of the birds and also identify what bird it is. And then they'll just basically circle above the nest and try to get as much visual evidence of either eggs or chicks once they hatch.
Will there be more whooping cranes released in the fall?
Yeah, we plan on releasing another batch of whooping cranes, probably at least 13 birds. It's still a little bit uncertain in that captive centers that both at International Crane Foundation and the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center in Maryland are still coming online. There's still birds that are still eggs that are being incubated, so we're not 100% sure of how many birds, but we definitely will be releasing some birds this fall.
And what kind of numbers do you have in mind where you say if we hit this number and this benchmark, then we're looking at an upward trend?
Well, what we really need to see, you know, we have numbers in our recovery plan that are either 100 or if we're the only other reintroduced population, it'd be 125 birds and 30 breeding pairs. But really, that's kind of an arbitrary figure in that what we really need to be seeing is just a population increase. And the success of this project would be if we have a population that's stable or increasing without any further releases. So we're not there yet, and we're seeing signs and hopes, and it's a very slow process. Again, these are very long-lived birds, and so reintroductions like these take a long time. And but yeah, we would just like to see an increasing population without any further reintroductions, and that would be a great mark of success.
So that's Wisconsin we've been talking about. Do you have a sense of how whooping cranes are doing nationally?
Yeah, well, the only natural population that exists is the Aransas wood buffalo population that migrates between Texas and Canada. That's the only population that was never extirpated. So they're slowly increasing in numbers. They're at about 300 birds right now, and so that's a good sign. They do face challenges with water issues in Texas on their wintering locations. But they have continued to, with, you know, some ups and downs, continue to overall trajectory of increase. So that's very positive in the whole project. The idea of having a reintroduced population is key. That, you know, with any population, you don't want to have just one population of animals out there, in that a catastrophe or a disease outbreak could really decimate the population. So we'd like to have more than just those one populations, which is the idea of having these two ongoing reintroductions. There was a reintroduction of a non-migratory population in Florida that failed due to high adult mortality. We haven't had those issues, and then there's another population in Louisiana that's very young in its reintroduction, about 4 years in, and they're at about 30 birds right now, and that's a non-migratory population. So we have hopes for that Louisiana population. It's been doing well, but they're too young to really see much breeding at this point, and then with the continued growth of the wild population, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that there's a bright future ahead for the species.
Now, most of us know what sandhill cranes look like. They're getting a bit more common. What mm-hmm. do whooping cranes look like?
Well, they basically are shaped like a sandhill crane. They're a little bit taller and about, you know, maybe up to a foot taller than a sandhill crane. They're all white, and they have black and red on the tops of their heads. They frequently, if you see sandhill crane population, especially in central Wisconsin, it pays to kind of keep an eye out to see if you see a bigger white bird amongst them, because they do intermingle. But once you see a whooping crane, they're hard to identify in flight, and a lot of times we rely on a lot of public observations, and they can be confused with pelicans and other species, and it's even hard to tell them from a sandhill crane if the lighting's bad. But once you see one on the ground, you'll know you're seeing a whooping crane. They definitely stand out, the tallest bird in North America, and about 5 feet tall, and bright white.
Well, David, thanks a lot for joining us and telling us about it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
We've been talking to David Lopez, whooping crane coordinator at the Department of Natural Resources, talking about the record number of whooping crane nests in Wisconsin this spring that are starting just now to hatch.